John Carpenter did not like to buy toys that somebody else had made. He liked the fun of making them himself. The thought that they were his own work delighted him. Tom Austin, one of his playmates, thought a toy was worth nothing unless it cost a great deal of money. He never tried to make anything, but bought all his toys. "Come and look at my horse," said he one day. "It cost a dollar, and it is such a beauty. Come and see it." John was soon admiring his friend's horse, and he was examining it carefully to see how it was made. The same evening, he began to make one for himself. He went into the woodshed and picked out two pieces of wood, one for the head of his horse, the other for the body. It took him 2 or 3 days to shape them to his satisfaction. His father gave him a bit of red leather for a bridle, and a few brass nails, and his mother found a bit of old fur with which he made a mane and tail for his horse. But what about the wheels? This puzzled him. At last he thought he would go to a turner's shop and see if he could not get some round pieces of wood which might suit his purpose. He found a large number of such pieces among the shavings on the floor, and asked permission to take a few of them. The turner asked him what he wanted them for, and he told him about his horse.